Random House Audio presents Free Falling As If in a Dream, The Story of a Crime by Leif G.W. Paschen. Translated from the Swedish by Paul Norlin. Read for you by Eric Davies. To Mikael and the Bear. Regardless of whether truth is absolute or relative, and quite apart from the fact that many of us constantly seek it, in the end it is still hidden from almost all of us. As a rule, out of necessity, and if for no other reason, out of concern for those who wouldn't understand anyway. There is no law of public access with regard to the truth. We have a practical problem that we have to solve, and it's no more difficult than that. The Professor. Wednesday, October 10. The harbor in Puerto Poyenza on North Mallorca. Just before 7 o'clock in the morning, Esperanza left her usual place at the charter pier in the harbor. A beautiful little boat with a beautiful name. Chapter 1. 8 weeks earlier, Wednesday, August 15. Headquarters of the National Bureau of Criminal Investigation on Kungsholmen in Stockholm.
Olof Palme,
said the chief of the National Bureau of Criminal Investigation, Lars Martin Johansson.
Are you familiar with that name, ladies and gentlemen?
For some reason, he seemed almost joyful as he said it. Just back from vacation with a becoming suntan.